The American mission in Iraq is more than a military one. The U.S. is also helping a new government take shape. Commentator Joe Leconte says the hope is that democracy in Iraq will encourage democracy in the larger Muslim world.
The Bush administration argues that the spread of democracy in the Middle East is the only way to defeat the terrorist ideology of Osama bin Laden. President Bush may be right. But radical Islam has a great appeal. For true believers, the Islamic vision of a pure and righteous society makes democracy look like a fool's errand. For them, a free election is the enemy of spiritual devotion. U.S. foreign policy could benefit from a little more realism, the faith-based realism of thinkers such as C.S. Lewis. In the years following the Second World War, Lewis wrote a great deal about the problem of evil in the modern world. In fictional works such as The Great Divorce and The Screwtape Letters, for example, he suggests that hell is populated with lots of religious people. They're often the characters who can't tolerate anyone whose spiritual ideals differ from their own. The lost souls in Lewis's works sound a lot like the extremists in Iraq. The wickedness of other religions is their gospel. Self-righteousness is their liturgy. As the demonic character of Screwtape explains it, nowhere do we tempt so successfully as on the very steps of the altar. Another insight from C.S. Lewis seems even more on point, what he called the passion for the inner ring. By this he meant an unhealthy desire to belong, a dark ambition to move in the right circles and to win praise from the right kinds of people. Lewis saw this as a kind of spiritual longing gone sour. And researchers such as Mark Sageman of the University of Pennsylvania have found that many terrorists come from relatively stable family backgrounds. But for various reasons, they feel isolated, lonely, and emotionally alienated, perfect candidates for an inner ring. If C.S. Lewis is right, then winning the war on terror begins by accepting a very religious idea, the proposition that man does not live by bread or democracy alone. The Bush administration's democracy agenda for the Middle East won't by itself defeat Islamic radicalism. They must think harder about the spiritual reasons for its appeal.
Joe Leconte is a writer at the Heritage Foundation and the editor of The End of Illusions, Religious Leaders Confront Hitler's Gathering Storm.